With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Let's check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich now to talk about the region's business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Seems like life is kind of on hold right now because of the coronavirus. When it comes to business, the outbreak is raising questions like when can shops and restaurants reopen? Also, when things will get back on track for finishing some big retail projects in the Sacramento area?
That's right. And a major example of that is Target, which is planning at least two new local stores, which would be in Midtown Sacramento and near Placerville. In an online message to customers last month, Target's CEO said the company was revising its schedule for opening some new small format stores.
So yeah, he was talking about stores nationwide, but what does that mean for those two stores planned here?
We don't know for sure, but it's possible Target has adjusted its schedule for opening the store near Placerville. That store is filling a space previously occupied by Kmart, and it was once expected to open this summer. But the location doesn't appear on a list of 2020 store openings on Target's website. Instead, it's just listed among the retailer's future store openings.
Huh. Well, that Target plan for Midtown, I remember you told us that store was supposed to fill a former OfficeMax space on J Street near BevMo.
Yeah, plans for that project were filed with the city relatively recently in March, and a schedule for opening that store has not yet been announced. But based on the square footage of the location, it appears it could be classified as a small format store.
Has Target commented specifically on those two locations planned for here?
Yeah, in a statement to the Business Journal, the retailer acknowledged that there could be some delays, but it appears Target is still committed to the local projects. We'll just have to wait and see how the timing plays out.
Okay, so that's Target. Are other retail chains seeing similar delays?
Yeah, some other retailers have said they're scaling back on opening new stores or anticipating delays for stores that were scheduled to open. It's unclear what this might mean for the Sacramento area.
Which company? Who are we talking about here?
Well, last year we reported that Duluth Trading Company, a retail chain that sells outdoor gear and workwear, would enter the Sacramento area with a Roseville store. Amid the coronavirus outbreak, the retailer has said it will open fewer stores than expected in its 2020 fiscal year. We don't know if this decision will affect the planned Roseville store.
Any other retailers?
Well, discount chain Five Below is another retailer that was preparing to make its local debut, with at least four stores planned in the Sacramento area. The chain has said it expects those stores will still move forward, but the schedule for opening is uncertain.
There's another retail project that a lot of people are watching in Sacramento's Arden Arcade area, a Costco business center. I know construction's been going on there. Has that project been affected by the pandemic?
A construction project manager told me work on the project is still moving forward, and the store is scheduled to open in June. Meanwhile, Costco representatives haven't commented on the upcoming location. The project is filling a spot on El Camino Avenue that was previously occupied by a Sam's Club store. The store is a spin-off concept for Costco's business customers.
Well, let's talk about some small businesses because it's not just big chains that are planning new stores here. There's a new independent bookstore being planned in historic Folsom.
That's right. The store is called Ruby's Books, and it's planned for a space on Sutter Street. Now, the coronavirus outbreak has posed challenges for independent bookstores. We've seen places like City Lights Books in San Francisco turn to crowdfunding campaigns. But the owner of Ruby's Books in Folsom thinks independent bookstores still have value in their communities, and she's moving forward with her project.
Is she doing anything differently because of the virus?
Well, in the past, customers used to fall in love with old, dusty bookstores. That probably won't be the case anymore. The owner of this new bookstore said she'll offer a modern, clean space. She says she's gone back and forth on selling books online and acknowledged that e-commerce might become more essential as retail changes. And she hopes her store will be a community gathering place, but says she might have to limit the number of people allowed inside at once if coronavirus concerns remain.
And when will this place open?
It's expected to open in September. Aside from some delays in inventory shipments and permit approvals, the owner hasn't seen too many setbacks so far due to the coronavirus. And she says it's possible the pandemic has made more people aware of the challenges that small businesses face. She even suggested our current situation could ultimately strengthen the shop local movement.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at @SSorichSacBiz, and you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.